Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now global series. And today we are talking with my good friend, Patrick Prochazka. He's here with us live, and you can ask questions for those of you who are live right now. You can hit the raise your hand button. You can hit the raise your hand button, or you can just unmute yourself and talk away, or you can type your question in the chat. So I'm so excited because Patrick's been with us for many shows, yay, and we always have so much fun. And the activations or attunements or the work that Patrick does is so, I find, very strong and powerful on these calls. So even I'm like, get affected, you know, so you'll see that because we're on video. So you'll see me like breathing, yawning, and God knows what. So we'll see. But we're talking about, well, we always end up talking about a lot of different things, but no particular theme other than, you know, empowerment, right? So we'll see where we go. But for those of you who may be new and don't know Patrick, I'll just tell you a little bit about him. So Patrick Prochazka, like I said, has been on our show before many times. So much fun. And one of the things that I like about Patrick so much is that he's so authentic and real. And he has this integrity about him and all that he does. And that really comes across in his healing work, his coaching, and all of his different programs. And before founding Thrive Energetics Academy, which is one of his programs that he has, and the Light Bridge Healing Method, Patrick struggled for decades as a hospitality manager until life-threatening stress and frustration forced him to abandon that lucrative career and embrace his calling as an empowerment coach and healer. And Patrick blends law of attraction coaching, belief sculpting, and energetic activations for healing and personal growth. And with a BA in history of science and an MA in the religions of ancient India, Patrick applies higher dimensional empowerment tools from a foundation based in science. He has studied massage therapy, aromatherapy, Reiki, law of attraction, life coaching, various schools of yoga, theta healing, and other healing systems, and developed his own unique system of energetic attunements called Light Bridge. And Patrick lives in Southern California, and I hope to see him one day in California. I'm, you know, putting it out there to the universe, what would it take, right? So Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a joy to be back with you again. I always have so much fun with you, and I look forward to doing another session like this, where we're side by side, like we did a couple of years ago.
Yes, that was so much fun. That was when you were here in Vienna with me. And it's like, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And, you know, but even this is a close second, you know, we get to see each other and interact and engage. So yay. Mm-hmm. So Patrick, what are we talking about today? You know, for me, it's always about how can we empower our community, our audience, our listeners, our viewers, right? And show and give them some tools that they can use in their daily lives, as well as, you know, if we can clear some stuff for them, right, at the same time, or yeah, not for them, but with them. because I believe that the healer is the actual person. Mm-hmm. Right, we're just facilitators, and just is a really not quite the right word, but you know what I mean. So it really is up to each of us who is here on the call or listening or watching as to, you know, what are we willing to let go of? Where are we willing to go with our lives? What are we willing to create? And are we even looking for happiness? You know, are we looking for joy and being in our own personal power? Right.
Yeah. So before we started this conversation, right before the call started, you were talking a little bit about awareness, mm-hmm, and about having these spontaneous awarenesses that certain things were going on in your life that you had never noticed before, and yet they were always there, kind of coloring your experience in the world. And that's, I think, a really good place for us to start. So as this won't be a surprise to anyone here, but, you know, we all create our world. We all create our universe out of our thoughts and our beliefs and our expectations, our judgments, our traumatic memories, and so forth. And if you're unaware of all of the phony limitations that have been imposed upon you by others, if you're unaware of belief patterns that are drilled into you for moralistic reasons rather than liberating reasons, mm-hmm. if you're unaware of habits and patterns that you've had in your behavior, such as negative thinking or always expecting the worst or always like going into this kind of shielding, blocking energy when you get together with family members, then those unexamined aspects of your psyche are going to rule what happens to you in your life. So what we're talking about is empowerment, personal empowerment, and creating the life of your dreams on your terms, mm-hmm. creating an ability to identify whatever it is you desire and actually go out, make it happen, purchase it, do whatever you want to, and pay cash for it. So that's what we're working on. But the problem is that we have so much evidence that's stored in our brains, that's stored in our memories, that tells us you can't have this. If you try to have that, it's just going to blow up in your face. If you try to have that, family members are going to resent you or reject you. They're going to make you pay for it in some way. So a major aspect of what we need to do is just get into a place where we can have those self-awarenesses and have the courage to actually look at ourselves and try to figure out what our blockages and limitations are, not to blame ourselves, but to actually liberate ourselves from them.
Exactly. So, and it's about, you know, when you get the awareness or the recognition of a pattern or a belief that happens to be running in the background, it's not about judging yourself then. It's like, oh, okay, cool. This is what's been running in the background. This is how I've been thinking or feeling, or, you know, these are some of the beliefs. Okay, cool. Good to know. And now, what else can I choose? You know, now I can choose something different now that I know that that's what it was. I find for myself that once I have that awareness or recognition, it's gone, you know? And I think for me, that's what awareness is all about. Once you have that awareness, it's gone. And then you're free. Like, you know, you already have that liberation.
Yeah, you know? Quite often. And I think that you're in a special situation because you've done so much energy work and mm-hmm. you've had so much, you've developed an ability to look at yourself objectively and with a higher perspective without slipping into energies of blame or embarrassment or humiliation or needing to shield yourself from what you see when you look inward. But most people don't start from that point. So you're absolutely right. Naming the problem really gives you power over whatever the problem is. And in a lot of cases, once you have an awareness that you have a really limiting pattern or belief system, that's often enough to instantaneously clear it. But it's not always the case that people see instantaneous changes in their lives. Because for a lot of people, those limiting belief systems have translated into habits. Right. They've translated into behaviors that they've done over and over and over again. And whenever you have a well-practiced behavior, it gets encoded into the circuitry of the brain itself. So for a lot of habits, I think for a second about like New Year's resolution. So at the mm-hmm. beginning of the year, we come up with a new list of habits and we say, I'm going to do this. But before long, we slip into those old patterns. Mm-hmm. And that's because at the same time that we're trying to force ourselves to do something different, we're not doing anything to clear away the programming that's already there in the brain. So you're absolutely right. Awareness quite often will shift things instantaneously, but sometimes there needs to be a bigger push. There needs to be a cleansing. There needs to be a rewiring of the brain in order to support a new habit. Otherwise, you just kind of slip back into old patterns of thought.
And it's also about doing something different to reinforce the new pattern, you know, let's just say, you know, reinforce absolutely. A new pattern so that something concrete in this 3D reality. So it's not just in your head, right?
And it's not absolutely. So I was just thinking about this morning. Mm-hmm. It's my absolute favorite verse in the Bible is faith without works is dead. So, you know, a lot of people will go to an energy healer, or they'll go to a counselor or somebody who can help them come to a realization of what their limitations are. But unless you do something to actualize your revelations and make a change in your life, nothing's going to happen. So it's not a magic wand. You know, if somebody comes to me and they want to, if somebody comes to me and they want to shift something in their life, it's not really the case that I can just, you know, sit back, do an energy activation, and boom, their life is different. What's going to happen is, as their energy changes, the universe is going to mirror their new energetic patterns. And the mirror is going to start bringing to them opportunities, people, situations, and so forth that can allow them to step into whatever they desire. But they have to take action. If you sit back and do nothing, nothing will ever change. So you're absolutely right about that.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. If, you know, for me, it's about, you know, I have several programs going and several, just belief systems, I guess you could say, of, you know, how I function in my reality. And it's about choosing, right? And creating. It's like, what do I want to create? What do I want to experience, right, in my life? And it keeps not changing per se, but I keep creating more and more and more and different, right? So it's like, for me, it's like, okay, what would be fun for me? You know, what would give me more, like, you know, ease and joy? Because, you know, I thrive on ease and joy.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, okay, is this going to be easeful? Yeah, okay, cool, I'll do it. Is this going to be fun for me? Yeah, okay, cool. Is there joy in this? Yeah, okay, cool. You know, I don't like stress. I don't like hard work. I don't, you know, I've been there, done that, right? So it's like, what is going to light me up? You know?
So this is really beautiful what you're saying, because most people don't operate in that mode. Mm-hmm. It seems like they're operating in that mode, but they're really not. You're in the mode of identifying what will make you happy, what will bring you joy, and moving in that direction. But the vast majority of people live their lives moving away from the things that they hate, or they're in that away from energy, where they are looking for a new job because they hate the old one, not because they want a new job. Mm-hmm. They decide to, you know, go on a trip in order to escape the family, not because they want to go on this trip. And as long as you're stuck in away from energy and all of your motivations are to escape something painful, those painful things are going to follow you no matter where you go. That's just simply basic law of attraction. The principle of law of attraction is, whatever you put your major amount of focus on, that's what you energize in the world. So if you're motivated by escaping pain, your emphasis is on the pain that you want to get out of, and that's what the universe reflects back to you. More and more opportunities to have painful experiences.
Well, that is
when you're
fun.
Operating like you, where you're asking yourself, what will make my life more joyful? What will bring me more pleasure, joy, happiness, fulfillment, good friends, great conversations, wonderful food, and allowing the universe to bring that to you. And then your job is to receive it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, to enjoy it, receive it, accept it. Yeah. And that's where the awareness that we were talking in comes in, because you have an awareness of the opportunities as they present themselves to you. Now, most people, what happens with them is an opportunity will present itself and they'll notice it, but then they'll say, well, I can't have that. I'm not allowed to have that. It's too costly. There's going to be a price to pay. Other people will laugh at me if I take that opportunity. And then they just shut it all down. So you've gotten beyond belief systems about the fears and whether you're allowed to have
I've been there, done all that, you know, so just so, you know, just to be transparent, I was like that. So I
so
totally
that's
get
what
it.
Power is. I'm so glad we brought that up, because we're talking about personal power, and your power lies in your ability to identify what your desires are, what would really bring you joy, and allowing the universe to bring it to you, and getting out of the, you know, getting rid of all those false phony expectations, phony belief systems, mm-hmm. phony limitations that other people have imposed upon you by saying, you can't have that. Who are you to have that? Why? What makes you think you deserve that? Yeah. I'm wondering, when you moved to Vienna, did you get any of that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, but I didn't listen to it because in my heart and in my being, it was so expansive and so light and so joyful. It's like, yeah, that's where I want to go. So
years and years ago, I moved to Italy and I stayed in Italy for about 2.5 years.
Wow.
And this was in my 20s. And I remember the reaction of my family,
mm-hmm.
just the most over the top resistance and resentment that they were directing at me for choosing to do something dramatic and beautiful and fulfilling and mm-hmm. incredible with my life. I would never give that experience up for anything. It was, you know, magnificent, living and working in Italy. But I had a brother who was asking questions about, is he in trouble with the law? Is he trying to escape imprisonment by going mm-hmm. to a foreign country? And my mom talking about the Chernobyl explosion and how everything's poisoned and every other form of resistance imaginable. I had one brother telling me that I was irresponsible. And I said, you know, to hell with all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to listen to people impose their limitations onto me. I'm going to do what brings me joy. And
you know, I have two kids, right? And so mm-hmm. they were totally fine with me moving to Austria in Vienna. My parents and my sisters and they were all up in arms. Like, how could you leave the kids? Like, the kids are fine. They're in university. What? But my kids were fine. They're like, Mom, go. You're happy there with, you know, with my husband. Go. It's like, okay. You know, mm-hmm. But it was everybody else. You know, my parents, my sisters, my brother, my friends, everybody under the sun. It's like, really? My God. You know, it's like, it'll be okay. You know, it's like, it'll be okay. And it's been, you know, wonderful. But when you do choose for yourself, when you do tap into what brings you joy and expansiveness and fulfillment and all that, you know, and, you know, when you do that and you go for it, it's like, it's not just liberating, but it's like you're just being you and everything just works out, you know, mm-hmm. magically, you know, it's like, it's so easy. It's like, wow, you know, if life could be like this easy all the time, you know, it's like, yeah, that's when they say something like you're in the flow, you're in some, I don't know, there's some phrase people say. It's like, yeah, you know, it's like, it's me choosing for me and without any resistance, without any fighting, without anything. It's just me being me and doing what works for me, you know. And so in the past I used to say, oh, this doesn't work for me, you know, and I would not choose something, not do something, or this doesn't work for me. No, I don't like this. This doesn't work for me. And so I don't say that as much anymore because so much is working for me. So, you know, it's interesting. I just realized that now. It's like, I don't say that anymore, that this doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow. Because I'm choosing things that do work, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow.
So. Yeah, I mean, yes, but you're right. I do a lot of healing work on myself. I do a lot of clearing. I have daily programs that I do with my group plus other shows that I do, you know, like stuff like that, right? So I'm constantly also doing, working on myself, clearing my stuff, you know, running clearings and so on and so forth. So it's not just like that it just happened.
Mm-hmm. Can I do an activation?
Yeah.
I think that this might be a good time to do an activation. So I'm thinking what I'd like to do is an activation and an alignment with whatever it is will bring you the most joy,
mm-hmm.
authentic joy, not the joy of impressing somebody else, not the joy of, you know, the satisfaction of having approval from your parents or loved ones or anything like that. But what authentically brings you joy that is yours. And the reason I want to do this is because other people might disagree with me, but I have this viewpoint about life. I think, you know, people are always asking, what's my purpose? What's my mission? And so forth. I think the purpose of human existence, I think the purpose of the life of everyone here is to experience joy,
mm-hmm.
to learn how to experience joy and to embrace it. And that our mission is to help other people experience joy. And whatever your vocation is, that's the tool that you use to spread joy. So your job, ideally, if it's in alignment with your joy, it's a job that brings joy to other people. So your purpose is joy, your mission is to spread joy, your vocation is the job that you do to spread joy. So what I'd like to do now is just, first of all, connect with everyone. So everyone in the group, please make sure you're in a safe, comfortable environment and you're not doing anything potentially dangerous. So if you're driving, if you're chopping vegetables, please don't opt into this. You can do it later. Say yes to allow me to connect to you energetically. Okay, and I'll move through this pretty quickly here. I'm going to ground everyone so that we're all connected with Mother Earth and anchored safely in place. I'm going to pull us into a slight trance, technically spiking some theta brainwave activity. So you might feel a little bit lightheaded, might feel a little bit of numbness spreading through your body or even sleepiness. Whatever the case, just allow it and accept and receive it. And now I'm going to connect with your higher self. So please allow me to establish a deep connection with your higher self, which is essentially you, completely and utterly free of all of the limiting thoughts and beliefs and expectations that keep you stuck in limitation. Okay. And now I'm simply going to ask for perspective from your higher self about what will bring you the most joy in your life. So say yes to accept and receive a deeper awareness of what will truly bring you joy in life, as opposed to what brings you joy based on the expectations of others. Okay. And now we're going to do the alignment. So I'm going to align your energy field, your energetic matrix, with the frequency of whatever that joyful activity, that joyful energy is. So say yes for that. Okay, and as that energy is flowing, simply going to wash away any and all belief systems that say you're not allowed to have this, or that you're not allowed to have joy without a price, can't have it without paying your dues first. And to clear away any belief systems that say that it's not possible or it's not possible for you. Any fears about unintended consequences, like your family will resent you or reject you. Or if you're focused on joy, you'll lose your ability to manage money properly. That's not the case. And to support anything and everything that supports you in living a joyful life. And that includes the ability to money manage effectively. Okay, beautiful. Take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release that when you're ready. Okay. And now just to round this out a little bit further, because we all live in a community, let's say yes to accept and receive an awareness, a perspective from your higher self of what activities and even what work you can do to spread joy to other people. Okay, beautiful. Okay, and now open your eyes. If you feel lightheaded, you can pull a little bit of grounding energy upward from Earth below. But don't pull too much up, because I do want to stay connected with everyone through the rest of the call. So thank you. Mm. Wow, that felt really good to me.
Yes, thank you. Mm. Yeah, I was like yawning like crazy as well. So
that usually, yeah, that's anyone who's worked with me one-on-one, they know that after a while I start yawning during a session. So,
yeah. Cool. Thank you. So of course, then after something like that, then it's like my mind goes blank. You know, it's like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Let's take Yvonne's question.
Yeah, please.
Yvonne, you want to unmute yourself? Or I can unmute you. It's okay. I can unmute you.
Yeah, I tried to do that.
No worries. Hi.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great. Thank you.
Patrick, you're amazing as usual.
Thank
you. Shefali, I love your show.
Ah, thank you.
Patrick, where I am at is I am living a life where, as you are, of love and service. And I am working 24/7, being conscious of the now moment. And my intention is to be joy, peace, love, harmony, be an example for others. I allow the opportunities to show me where to go next. But I just feel like I'm at a bit of a pause right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that it is a pause. So I don't know how you feel when you tap into my higher self. I feel like I'm here for a little more wisdom,
mm-hmm.
A little more clarity. So to listen, you know, right now. So I'm not totally sure. I'm open to whatever.
Yeah, so here's what I'm sensing in you, and you already know this. I mean, you've already alluded to it, but you're in a period of baking right now. It's like you're percolating, and there's something coming up on the horizon for you that is fairly significant, and if it were to emerge today, you would miss it because you're not quite ready for it yet. So you're in this period of preparation, but that having been said, one thing that I would like to bring to the surface, and this is true for absolutely everyone, I'd like to bring in a little bit of self-forgiveness. And you might not think that you need that right now, but what I'm sensing is that it's so important for you to be in a loving state and a loving frame of mind at all times, that you feel like it's a failure when you have a flash of anger. You feel like you've let yourself down or let somebody else down if you have a flash of shame or embarrassment or jealousy or envy or anything like that. And you kind of slap yourself on the wrist when you get angry. So I want to bring in a little bit more self-forgiveness on that, because it really is true that those so-called lower-level emotions, they serve a vital purpose in our lives. The problem is that some of us get stuck in those emotions, or we express those emotions in a way that hurts somebody else. Mm-hmm. But if you were completely and utterly 100% free of anger, then people would take advantage of you and you wouldn't grow. If you were completely and utterly free of shame, then there'd be no social cohesion. Or if you never, ever felt fear, you'd step into danger really, really quickly. So I want to bring in for everyone just an awareness that we're all on a journey, we're all human, and that if you do vent, if you do move into the energy of like complaining about somebody, something or something that's happening in your life just to get it out, that's okay. The goal is to release it so that you don't get stuck in it. And I'm sensing that there needs to be just a little bit more self-forgiveness in that matter. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah. Okay. So make it so that you're not letting yourself down when you release energy that doesn't serve you. Because the thing is, if you have anger energy and it's shameful to release that anger energy and therefore you never express it, that energy has to go somewhere and we shove it down inside ourselves and it begins to fester. So that's the reason why I want to allow this to release right now. Okay, beautiful. It was actually super easy. It was super easy. You were all ready for that. It just was.
Yeah, thank you. That.
Yeah. So I guess the next thing is that's closely related to a feeling that somehow you're not doing enough to help other people by baking. You know, there's this belief system that you're in right now that says, essentially, things are moving too slowly for me. I should be out there making a difference in the world, and I'm not. And people are actively being hurt because I'm dragging my heels. But that's not true at all, because you, in your baking period right now, you're like bread that's in a proofing tray. When you finally emerge, you're going to be so much more equipped to spread joy in the way that you want to. So yeah, just kind of allow.
I think it's a bit of trust on my part, because even the angelic realm has told me pause, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just like I'm such a doer. I want to get out there and do things. Mm-hmm. Frame it beautifully
with fresh new window. Just somebody, there we go. Okay. So yes, you absolutely are a doer. But just because you're a doer, it's okay to take a break every now and then and just vegetate. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you gave me confirmation and I really appreciate the activation.
Yeah,
and I
thank
hope
you.
That helps everyone.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you. And, you know, I love what you said also, Patrick, about the...
Sorry, I unmuted myself, I think.
Hello? Hi, did you have a question?
I accidentally unmuted myself, I think. It's Colette. You just let me know when it's okay to take my question.
Oh, there are no accidents, so it must be...
Okay. Well, I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
Well, hello. Hi, Laura. Hi,
hi.
Patrick, my dear friend.
Hi.
Hi. Well, thank you for previous caller. And I'm not going to give you a story, Patrick. I'm sick of the story.
Yeah.
It's going to be quick because especially because I just know you're so good at tuning in. You even know my family better than I do. at times. So I was dealing with some of that fiery Aries anger too with the family. Just real quick, went to probate the other day, did listen to your taxes call, thank you for that. But I was dealing mostly with the family and property taxes not being paid. Having to sit there, not being able to say anything, not allowed to say anything. Very frustrating, and listening mm-hmm. to how my brother didn't pay the taxes and about to lose a house and all this stuff. Anyways, I stay back. I kind of not try not to be involved with the family stuff too much. It breaks my heart. My father died, and then this is how it all happened. You know, it didn't go the way we thought it would be, you know, with the rest of the five of us kids, where we didn't get it all split evenly and all this. Anyhow, I've been crying. I was angry at my brother afterwards.
Yeah.
Did feel a little bad about that because I understood, you know,
mm-hmm.
where he's at.
I know where
yes.
we're going. So.
Yes. Like I said, I don't want to tell the sick of the story.
I want to pull you out of the story because you said I'm not going to tell the story, but then that compulsion caused you to tell the story. But anyway, here's the thing. So what's partially going on with your family is they feed on your anger.
Well,
okay?
Wow.
So we need to, this is not uncommon. It happens in a lot of families. They all know what buttons to push to get a reaction out of you. And if they push that button and they don't get a reaction, it's going to confuse them and change mm-hmm. their behavior. So for everybody yep. who's listening on the call right now, no matter what situation you're in on a social level with your family or your friends, if you're in a situation where other people are manipulating your buttons, pushing your triggers, feeding off of your emotional reactions so that they can further whatever their story is, or simply to suck the energy out of you, let's do a cleansing inside your brain to dampen and mute all of those buttons. So that if somebody tries to push your buttons, they don't get the emotional reaction that they're craving from you. So Everyone, whatever buttons are there, and we all have buttons, you know, whatever triggers are there that cause you to instantaneously slip into a reactive state. And usually what happens in that reactive state is that you're not responding to the present moment, you're responding to the entire history of every crisis and conflict you've ever had with the person who's pushing your button. Let's get some clarity on why you do that. And let's bring in an awareness from the perspective of your higher self of how you can respond differently. And let's eliminate, let's as much as possible mute or dampen, but let's even uninstall those buttons and triggers. Now, as I'm doing this, you might feel some pinching right in the middle of your head. You might feel some scraping or some effervescence.
Oh, God. Yes, I
do. Right in the middle of your head, right at the brainstem. And in particular, we're targeting part of the brain called the amygdalas. You have two of them. And we're scraping those buttons off so that you are not triggered into instantaneous reactions. And because you're not triggered into an instantaneous reaction, you're liberated to respond appropriately in the moment rather than responding to every fight you've ever had with that person. Okay. Beautiful. And here's the funny thing, and I'm so glad we're going full circle with this. Those triggers are supported by your stories.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah, and the reason is because the trigger is designed to get you to relive the entire history of your conflicts with that person, whoever pushed the button, and therefore your stories are deeply intertwined with the buttons. Okay, beautiful. Now let's wash in some unconditional love. Take the place of what we're eliminating so we don't leave any vacuums behind. Okay, and now let's bring in an awareness of how to and what it feels like to respond with grace and ease when people try to push your buttons. Okay, beautiful. Take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. Release when you're ready. And then there's one other thing I want to do for everyone on the call, but Colette, it is encoded in your voice right now. I can hear it so loud and clear with every word you say. There is a sense of panic and there's a sense of overwhelm. Like,
yes,
you have 1,000 things that need to be done right now and you can't do any of them. So I want to clear that panic away. Because it blinds you from opportunities and possibilities. Okay, beautiful. Take a deep breath and hold it. And release. Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Colette. Ooh.
You're welcome, Alara.
Okay, wow. need to do some kind of sitting and stewing because that was pretty intense.
I know, right? But where do you go from there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
But you know, that really does bring us back to where we started. It's awareness. Mm-hmm. Awareness of the phony limitations or the phony reactions or the limiting habits that we have. Once you become aware of them, you develop some power over them. But some of those habits are programmed into the brain, and the brain needs to be rewired. And those triggers are an example of that, because those triggers always get pushed before you're ever consciously or cognitively aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. So you can instantly be thrown into an emotional state before you're even aware that somebody is putting you there. And that's why it's so hard to clear it through awareness alone. By the time you're aware of the problem, it's already too late. You're already in that energy.
Yeah, I'm still processing, especially the part about the overwhelm and the panic and just, wow. I just feel like there's so many people that are experiencing that right now. So thank you, Colette.
Yeah, a lot of people are experiencing it, and it's like it was palpable in her voice.
Yeah.
I mean, it was broadcast there. So.
Okay, so phone number ending in 9994. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Patrick. This is Naoko speaking.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for your gift, you know, helping lots of people. I like to just ask you, I have a horrible pains around my backside of my heart chakras. And also at this moment, no story, because I don't want to talk about the story.
Yeah, but let's not. Let's actually just pull out the hooks and cords. And yes. you've got something connected with your mother there?
My mother has already passed away a long time ago.
It's still connected, though. It's still there. It was never released. And is it behind the physical heart, or is it in the spinal column?
I think the both.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do for everyone on the call. It's, you know, a lot of us spend our time protecting the front side of our heart. Because when we're in interpersonal relationships with people, we can build these hard walls to make it so that we're not hurt when we're in vulnerable situations. And we generally build those shields on the front side of the heart. And people, especially exes, especially people that used to be in your life but they aren't anymore, or the ones that secretly want to control you or spy on you because they're jealous, they'll hook into you from behind. They'll hook into the heart or the back or between the shoulder blades or under the shoulder blades. So what I'd like to do is two things. First of all, I want to clear away any and all hooks, cords, or other forms of attachment that are plugged into you behind the heart. This is for everyone on the call. And those hooks, cords, cables, connectors, they all serve a number of purposes. A lot of times they're there to suck energy out of you. A lot of times they're like puppet strings designed to control you. If they're connected to exes or people who are formerly significant, a lot of times they're spy cameras that are designed to know what you're doing so that they can, yeah, there we go. Oh. Wow. Okay, and now for all of the hooks, cords, and attachments that are being removed, I want to send in unconditional love so that we don't leave a socket behind, so that somebody else can hook in or an entity can take up residence. Okay, and now, oh, wow. So this just revealed in you a whole bunch of hooks and cords in your throat. And they're actually coming out the front side of your throat. So let me, as the next step, I'm going to clear away any and all hooks, cords, or other forms of attachment, no matter where they are in your body. And what I'm seeing in you is hooks and cords, cables connected to your throat in order to control the words you say and to prevent you from speaking your truth. Okay, wow, that's better. And now let's move to the front side of the heart. I want to remove any shields that are ready to be cleared right now, any heart walls, any protective barriers. And I want to bring in an awareness from your higher self that it's safe for you to let go of these. There are better ways for you to protect yourself. And to make it so that you can process the experience of vulnerability with grace and ease. Okay, beautiful. Take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. I need to do a healing on your throat. And I need to do a healing on everyone else's throat as well, because it's like your throat is squeezed. And the goal of being squeezed in the throat is to prevent you from speaking your truth. It's like choking off your words. So let me do a healing on that. Okay. And it's not even so much that. It's also, on one level, you're simply not allowed to speak, period. Even if it is even if it's somebody else's truth. Yeah. People out shout you. People tell you your opinions don't matter. Let's just clear all of that away. Okay, beautiful. Now take a deep breath and hold it. Let's integrate that. Okay, and release. Wow, we are getting so intense in this group today. It's oh, wow.
Patrick?
Yes.
Do you think my mother also created my financial stuckness or financial issue in order to, no?
No. No, mm-hmm. I think that whatever happened between you and your mother is an echo of something deeper and older. So the situation that she created for you is just a reflection of energy that was already there. So whatever the financial blockage is, it's being relieved, it's being released. But there are multiple factors, and she was just a contributor, a supporter. Yeah,
thank you. Wow.
Okay, cool. Great,
yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. So I know we have another question from somebody on the phone, but before that, I didn't want to forget Caroline's question that she had a while back, and I know that she might have to go soon because blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so she said, Patrick, since my last session with you, hubby and I have gone through some good transformation after 36 years. I think we might just have newfound connection and joy. Is that the case? Will we have financial freedom? This is Caroline.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, how to put this in a way that doesn't sound okay. It is the case if you believe it to be the case. So the reason I'm stating it that way is the very framing of the question, the very way that you ask the question, implies that you doubt that whatever shifts you've experienced will be permanent. So what I'd like to do is clear away that doubt with you right now to reinforce all of the work that's been done previously. Because I want you to stand in the absolute certainty that things are going your way. So for everyone who's on the call, no matter what changes you made in your life, no matter what changes for the positive, if you have any doubts whatsoever that it will last, you're just waiting for the shoe to drop, you're in a sense, the question that was asked almost is like looking for evidence that it's not going to happen. So I want to clear anything like that away for everyone. So say yes for me to kind of wash all of that away and replace it with a feeling of certainty that you are moving forward in the right way for you. Okay, so we're bringing in trust and we're eliminating doubt. Bringing in trust in the universe and trust in yourself, trust in the other people that are involved. And bringing and clearing away that doubt, which essentially is the doubt, nothing has ever worked in the past, so why should it be any different now? Let's get the truth about that and clear it away. Okay, beautiful. Okay, there we go.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
So thank you for that. Thank you,
Caroline. And because so I don't forget, I was going to share something that Caroline sent me earlier. And she said she had had two sessions with you, and each time there were massive energetic changes for her, her husband, and family, and all for the good. Stuff came up to be released for family members a few days after the session, and all amazingly good results. And also when Patrick last spoke with her, he saw and felt and said there was a small blockage in her throat, and she had just taken a picture that showed exactly where this energetic blockage was. And then he said there was pressure on her heart like a horse hoof, and she had just written a song for her heart, for her horse who had made his transition a year ago. And so she says, Patrick sees clearly, feels congruently, and is a gentle, loving channel for light, magic, and healing to happen. Yay. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Caroline. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you, Caroline.
Wow.
And Karen said, I guess when you were talking about the shoulder blade and the back of the chest, she had a great insight for my shoulder blade pain. Thank you.
Beautiful.
And then somebody else was saying, she said, Alara, can you tell Patrick he looks so handsome in person?
In person? Oh, you mean
in the video? On video. Okay. Absolutely. I totally agree. And it looks like you got like a suntan too.
Well, I go hiking every day. No matter how busy I am, I make a commitment to go hiking every day because that's my meditation time. And I live in Palm Desert where it's 100 degrees and bright and sunny. So
it looks good on you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I second that. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to unmute phone number ending in 1234. It's a weird number. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole. Hi, Laura. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Nicole.
Wow, those last two callers were really intense. Hello.
Right.
I was going to maybe mention the heart throat chakra, but I don't want to be redundant. I'm actually presenting where I think I kind of went really into. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, no. Okay. I already know where we're going. So.
Okay. Then I'll just stop. I don't need to add any story. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So what I'd like to do for everyone. What I'd like to do for everyone is, you know, it's not always the case that the energy that is blocked between the throat and the heart, it's not that they're not communicating with each other. Sometimes we create a barrier between our brains and our hearts. Sometimes we live in a situation where our heart is telling us that there's something that we should be doing, but our brain, in a sense, is telling us that's not practical, you don't have enough money for that, you know, it's not your business, why do you want to do this, and so forth. So we build this barrier, this blockage between the heart and the head, and it just happens to cut us across the throat. So what I'm sensing in you isn't so much a blockage in the throat. It's a, it feels like dangerous for the heart and the brain to communicate efficiently and effectively with each other because it feels like you get conflicting messages. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That That feels right.
Okay, so let's do a healing on that. And essentially what this is an alignment of your heart and your brain in such a way that your brain can vibrate at a harmonic frequency that resonates with the heart. So that they're in harmony with each other. Now, it's almost always the case that the heart is at a higher frequency than the brain, and the heart has a bigger magnetic field than the brain does. But I want to bring them into harmonic convergence with each other so that whatever is going on in your brain is supported and amplified by the heart, and whatever's going on in the heart is supported and amplified by the brain. Okay, and whenever there's a conflict, whenever you're feeling that you should do one thing, but your brain is telling you that practically you should do something else, or that you're not allowed to do it, or it's dangerous, I'm going to get clarity on all of those limiting beliefs so that you can stand in the energy of your heart more readily.
I'd love to.
Mm-hmm. And it feels like there's like this massive desire in you to help other people and to be of service, but you're blocking yourself from actually doing it because your brain is saying, well, what's the cost? What are you going to give up to help other people? Okay, so there's a belief. Here we go. I think I'm at the core now. There's a belief system in you and in several other people on the call that's kind of tied into the wounded healer archetype, a belief system that you desperately would love to be a healer, you'd love to be of service to other people, but you're told that you have to be a Mother Teresa, you have to give up stuff, you have to live in pain, you have to live in agony in order to be of service. So let's get the truth about that and clear that away. And make it so there's absolutely no contradiction whatsoever between you being of absolute loving service to everyone you encounter and having a comfortable, fulfilling life with beautiful objects and a nice car and so forth. Those are not in contradiction with each other. Now, that's a belief system that's held over from the age of Pisces. In the age of Pisces, it really was believed that material possessions are an impediment to spiritual growth, and therefore you must sacrifice yourself if you want to be of service. But we don't live in the age of Pisces, we're in the age of Aquarius, and that's no longer true. So let's clear away all those limiting beliefs. Okay, beautiful. Take a deep breath and hold it. And release. Okay, so how was that?
Really nice, thank you.
Yeah,
thank there was some clicking in my throat that whole time, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's just
real. If I may ask, oh, sorry.
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to ask if there was a component. I was recently told that I also had some kind of remote viewing going on. So I wonder if there's any kind of external something that might be connecting to some of this block or belief.
Yeah, no, that's something completely separate and different.
Okay.
So, we could get into that, but it's opening up a can of worms. So I think, but okay. It's not going to impact what's going on here.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, for everyone on the call, remote viewing is a beautiful skill to have. It's advanced clairvoyance. So clairvoyance gives you the ability to see psychically. And after a while, you can develop an ability to do remote viewing. The problem with remote viewing is that it's really, really tempting to invade people's privacy, and you're opening up a doorway to, you know, abusing other people's free will and so forth. So you have to, it usually doesn't develop in people until they are absolutely firmly committed to respecting other people's autonomy and privacy.
To clarify, I mean that I was told that someone is remote viewing me. So I wonder if I'm getting that intrusion of what you just said.
The previous caller, what we did, that's going to, usually if somebody's remote viewing you, it's through a spy cam and that's a hook, and we removed all those.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I see. Okay. Wonderful. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. Wow. Let me just, and so, okay. So Patrick, I have a question for you too.
Sure.
So, and I think we've talked about this before. It's just interesting that it's coming up today, you know, and it's like, oh, interesting. You know how you normally, you and I are really connected. And
so, Laura and I have lived the same life. We're one person in two bodies.
And so usually when I'm going through something, you seem to be going through the same thing. So maybe, so I'll ask you anyways. So, you know, today I noticed I had a really sore neck, you know, like my neck's been really sore. I was like, oh my God, what is that? Who does that belong to? Blah, blah, blah. I did everything under the sun, right? And then I got the awareness now. It's like, because when you're doing the work, it's like I felt the pressure in my third eye as well, right? And it's like, oh, it's the whole between the third eye and the back of the neck thing. There's a thing there. You know, it's like, oh, is that it?
Well, that would be your brainstem. So
does that make sense to you? Or like, what do you get when I talk about that?
No, I get something further back.
Mm-hmm.
Getting something in the cerebellum. Have you had some like balance issues lately?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever it is, let's do just a brain balancer for everyone. I'm sensing that like it's not in the brainstem, it's behind the brainstem, and there's like a little short circuit there. Mm-hmm. Okay, but whatever. So for everyone, let's just do a soothing healing activation for your brain. So we're going to balance the left and right hemispheres with each other. This is going to help balance out your emotional and mental bodies. I'm going to soothe the brainstem so that your autonomic nervous system. Oh, some people have shortness of breath. Wow. So that your autonomic nervous system is balanced. And then that cerebellum right at the back at the base, it feels like something is pinching. So soothe and clear that. You know, everyone's going to feel this differently depending on where the energy needs to go. So some of you might feel it right behind the eyes. Some of you might feel it right in the center of the head. Some of you might feel it in the pineal gland about 60% of the way back. But for Alara, I'm feeling it back in the occipital lobes, back at the back of the brain. Okay, everyone take a deep breath and hold it. And release when you're ready. Oh, okay. So brain work can be very intense. You know, I just realized right at the end as we were doing that some of the energy that was flowing was sleep support energy. Are you sleeping in a funny position, face down with your head turned or something like that?
With my head turned, and I don't like my pillow.
Yeah, there's something, there's something going on with your sleep. Yeah. So I'm kind of seeing you sleeping face down with your head turned, and maybe if you sleep face up, the neck pain would go away.
I did get a new bed, so we've only just got it on Thursday, which is great. It's really nice, cool. But now it's like, okay, I need a pillow to go with it.
Cool, yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, no, already though, I'm feeling a lessening of whatever was there, so thank you.
Yeah. Yay. Excuse me.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. My name is Altamira. I would like to ask Patrick if he could get a sensation of something about myself. I've been under great, great challenges for many years, and I've been doing a lot of healing and a lot of work myself.
Okay. Let's pause for a second. I can feel a knife in your belly, like a metaphorical stabbing in the belly. Is that resonating with you at all?
Yeah, I have a lot of problems with my intestines and...
Okay, so it feels like somebody has stabbed you in the gut, and it doesn't feel like it's internal and that it belongs to you. It feels like it's from outside, like somebody, metaphorically speaking, stabbed you in the belly and twisted the knife. So let me do a healing on that. And... wow. And you've also got something in your throat, but I think it's... Okay, so for everyone who's on the call right now, I'm doing a physical healing. So if you have some sort of physical ailment, physical complaint that you'd like to direct the healing energy to, set your intention that whatever I'm working on now impact you in whatever way is best for you. So let me get back into that healing energy. And in a sense, it feels like the first thing I need to do is pull out the knife. Like somebody stabbed you in the belly, twisted the knife, and then left it there. So let me remove that. Ooh. Okay. Let me send some energy into your left kidney, left ovary area. Okay, now let me do a healing so that your physical body can process whatever it needs to process in order to function as a human physical body with grace and ease. So that you're... digestive system can process food, your kidneys can process waste. There's metal in your blood. Okay, so let's do a little blood cleanser for everyone. A little bit of chelation here, just going to command that any heavy metals or toxins or parasites be cleansed out of your blood in the best and highest way for you, so there's no shock associated with, you know, suddenly shifting into a different energy. Okay, take a deep breath and hold it. And release when you're ready. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, and at first it felt like those two things were not related to each other, the knife in the belly and the metal in the blood. But then it kind of makes sense that, like, if there were metaphorically an energetic metal blade in your belly, after a while it would leach into your bloodstream. So
you don't
whatever
see
the outward story is different. But
excuse me, you don't see this as being ancestrally tied?
Well, let me put it this way. Whenever I do an energetic clearing, I always clear it on all levels, no matter what the point of origin is. So and whenever you have something that happens to you in this lifetime, it never emerges out of a vacuum. Everything is always predisposed by previous conditions. So the energy work that I'm doing is on this current lifetime. It's on your past lives. It's on your future lives. It's in your deep human ancestry going back into the Mesolithic era and before. It's in your cultural heritage. It's in your family heritage. It's in your DNA, and it's in the collective consciousness. So all of those areas get hit simultaneously. Now, it could very well be, there could be echoes of it in your deep human ancestry as well. It could be tribal, it could be cultural, it could be family, but it's all of those things. So I'm sending the energy everywhere.
Is there something that I should do to maintain this?
No.
No.
That's a way of making it work. What you should do to maintain it is maintain positive thinking and positive mm-hmm. energy, positive expectations and optimism mm-hmm. and awareness, as we were talking about earlier, and come into a belief system that when you let something go, you've let it go. It doesn't have to be an arduous practice. You don't have to do a set of rituals to step into new energy. You could if you wanted to, but you don't have to.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate.
Thank you.
Thank you, Altamira.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of really energy moved there too in that one.
Wow.
Right. So let's take a break for a second and let's talk about the package, the special offer that you have for us. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are not on the live page, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Patrick15.
Do you want to screen share it?
I can. Hold on. 1 second. Let me open it. I can do that. Share screen.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh.
All right. So this is Patrick's special offer. 2 packages, A and B. Go ahead, Patrick. You can.
Yeah. So this is, which one? Oh, this is Unleash Your Intuition. So, a brand new package I just put together. And this, let me see where to start. So how about if you scroll down as I'm going through it, because I don't have it all memorized. Mm-hmm. So it's a collection of 13 different audio files plus some bonus items. Mm-hmm. The first recording is a preparation recording. It's designed to get your energetic grid works, those lattice works of energy channels that flow through your body and that form the foundation of your chakra system, to cleanse them and prepare them in such a way that the attunements and energetic activations I do can actually adhere to your body. Because a lot of the attunements are very, very powerful. And if your physical matrix can't support them, they just won't do anything. So the first step is to prep the body. Next, we prep the mind by clearing away limiting beliefs, such as intuition is silly, it's anti-scientific, it's a scam, it doesn't work for me. If I open up my intuition, horrible things will happen to me, I'll see too much, I'll be overwhelmed, and so forth. Next, we have empathy without overwhelm, which I think is absolutely essential, and it's also foundational, because everyone on this call is a natural empath, and I'm sure every single one of you have had the experience where you have taken on somebody else's energy, and then you just couldn't get rid of it, or you thought it was yours. You see somebody in pain, and you feel the pain in your own body. If it's painful to have basic empathy, then our belief system is often that it's even more painful to step into deeper forms of intuition, because it's just going to be intensified. So the goal here is to allow you to step into your empathy without being overwhelmed by it, without being hurt by it, being able to feel and sense what other people are feeling without taking on the suffering in yourself, so that it is painless for you to go into deeper intuition. Next, we have the sensory intuition activations, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairgustance, and clairolfactance. Next, we have claircognizance, which is not picking up information through the senses, but going directly to source. It's simply knowing the truth about something rather than seeing it or hearing it. So it's a higher order level of psychic ability. Next, we have what everyone loves the most, the intuitive dimmer switch, so that you can turn on, turn off, turn up, and turn down your intuition with total control whenever you want. That way, if you're, you know, for me, for example, if I'm going to Target or somewhere to do some shopping, I turn off my intuition because it's just too much energy bouncing around. Mm-hmm. So it's a self-protective thing. Next, we have telepathy. So how to package your thoughts in such a way that other people can pick up on them and understand them, and how to interpret the messages you get from other people in a way that will eventually lead you into having conversations. Next, we have a deactivation of spiritual ego. And this is absolutely essential, because absolutely nothing will shut down your spiritual growth faster than spiritual ego. So, you know, every now and then, you know, we all know people who have developed a certain level of psychic ability, and then suddenly they think they're at the pinnacle, they're superior, they're morally superior. They've stopped growing at that point. So this gets rid of the desire to compete in the spiritual Olympics. Next, we have opening to channel. So it's all about opening yourself up to channel in such a way that's safe, in such a way that you're not opening yourself up to mischievous entities, and in such a way that you can actually determine the truth of what information is being fed to you. Because, you know, if you're a channel, sometimes I've known a lot of channels who are connected to dark energies, and they don't realize that they're actually channeling deceit or channeling a message that's designed to create chaos or something so that the entity can feed. Next, we have advanced intuition attunements, including remote viewing and holographic vision, both of which are really, really good for healers who want to do advanced diagnostics. Next, we have an activation of lucid dreaming so that you can go on journeys, go on adventures, visit different star systems, travel to Vienna in your dreams. Next, we have the pineal gland activation and support for the production of DMT, which is naturally produced by the brain. It's the God molecule, the spirit molecule. It gives you bursts of higher dimensional awareness. It's the chemical that's in ayahuasca, but your brain produces it as well. And then finally, pinnacle consciousness, which is alignment with Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, however else you like to phrase it, which is an awareness of what it would be like to be completely free of the limitations of our three-dimensional reality. So, wow, it's hot off the presses. It's a very powerful package. I loved putting it together. It's incredibly intense. If you've done my packages in the past, like from 2 years ago, I'm doing in 8 minutes more work than I used to do in 20. So it's like super intense, super concentrated, very powerful, and I hope you enjoy it. There's some bonuses. I've got a live group event that's an exploration of empathy without overwhelm. So the session that's included in the package is about 10 minutes long. This is like an hour and 20 minutes, and it's a deeper exploration of the topic. And then a mini workshop on manifestation mastery that's also about an hour and 20 minutes. It's a step-by-step process of how to supercharge your manifestations. And those are available for $97. And then if you want to work with me one-on-one, I've got package B, which is everything in package A plus a 50-minute private one-on-one energy cleansing session. And that package is $189. So.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful.
And so, this package, you know, is about intuition mostly. But in this day and age, you know, your intuition can be your best friend, you know, and it's a matter of being able to trust you and your guidance. First and foremost, it's very empowering, you know. You have the tools that you can use to know what's going on in your environment, you know, know what's going on with your body, know what's going on, you know, with just people even, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. It's so incredibly important in this day and age because we are constantly being fed misinformation. We're constantly being told lies and propaganda and conspiracy theories. And if your intuition is muted, then it's hard to discern what's true and what's not. So you can use your intuition to see the truth in what people are telling you. And you might actually be surprised at what you've believed in the past that you suddenly realize wasn't necessarily true. It was designed to support somebody's agenda rather than the truth of reality. So it's then these days, I think it's crucial. Mm-hmm. And the reason I think it's crucial, as I alluded to before, is we are in this transitional period right now. And all of us chose to live through this transition. We're transitioning out of the age of Pisces and into the age of Aquarius. We're transitioning out of three-dimensionality and into higher dimensionality. And as we transition into higher dimensionality, things are being revealed. Everybody's deepest, darkest secrets are coming to the surface. And that's a really, you know, chaotic time to live in the middle of. So it's really nice to have deeply honed intuition so you can navigate all of the waters of, you know, what's happening right now.
And Caroline is asking, this package is good for even those of us who are light workers and healers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, most of my clients are healers and light workers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Jesse says, missed the beginning, but got so much from the last of it. And the package looks great. Thank you so much. And then I had a question here from M. Don't know who M is, but M. Could you help me with the heaviness that I feel in my crown chakra that won't go away whenever I try to clear it?
Okay, I know what's going on. So, okay, you have artificially added heaviness to your crown as a mechanism for grounding yourself. So it's like your feet are light and floaty and not touching the ground. And there's a sense that you've done so much energy work, so much meditation, that your physical body is desperate to get you to ground yourself again. And the only way it can seem to figure out how to do it is to push you down from above. So let's make it so that you can ground yourself easily and effortlessly without needing artificial means such as, you know, eating unhealthy foods or putting a boulder on top of your head metaphorically to push you down to earth again. So everyone, going to do an activation of your ability to ground yourself easily and effortlessly. Going to open up those chakras on the soles of your feet that act like suction cups. Going to energize your base chakra and your root chakra so you can feel stable, anchored, connected and protected at all times, even as you are floating off into space in meditation or energy work. And now that we're not done yet. I want to clear away any and all fears that if you do anchor yourself to the planet and ground yourself, that somehow that's going to mute your growth, that somehow it's going to prevent you from flying. Okay, so now that we've poured some energy into grounding, let's remove the stone that's on top of your head. It's like a paperweight. Okay, there we go. Okay, now let's integrate that. Let's lock it in, take a deep breath and hold it. And release when you're ready. Okay, there we go. So thank you.
Cool, thank you, Em. I'm like, what? Wow, all these questions are coming into the chat all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So I have a question from, so Karen said, does Patrick have any insight in the dying process? My mom keeps surviving and her body is failing. She keeps coming back to life. And Nam says, wow, what a comprehensive package. Thank you. Can you offer something to help with negative thought loop cycles causing interference with clarity and emotional triggers? This has recently resurfaced.
Wow.
And then Georgina, I recently did a lot of energy work for my brother in his house, which is very dense. I still feel tired. Can you help with some energy boost?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm doing all of those.
I know. I realize, like, I'm talking and he's already working. I'm like, okay.
I'm doing all of those. But I'm also doing all of those in such a way that everyone benefits, that everyone can participate. And wow. So, like, the piece about the long goodbye,
mm-hmm.
the long drawn out death going into and out of, back and forth. Letting go and then clinging again. Just sending some grace and ease and support energy for that. And a sense of protection and that everything is going to work out just fine. Okay. And then it's not in the package, but that whole piece about getting rid of limiting thinking, negative thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we did a lot of work in this call on that very thing. So, but here's the thing. A lot of people are addicted to drama. A lot of people are addicted to negativity. A lot of people are addicted to complaining at the water cooler. And somehow it's like, it's for social cohesion. Like maybe you're in a group of friends and the only way you know to relate to each other is to talk about the things that annoy you in your life. So it either involves finding new friends who are willing to talk about positive things rather than negative things, or just shifting your energy so that all of their negative chatter doesn't suck you into it.
Mm.
So, and I think the second is where I want to send the energy for everyone. So to make it so that if other people are in negative energy and they want to complain and they want to talk about how everything sucks and, you know, can you believe that outrageous thing that Beyonce did or whatever, let's make it so that you don't get sucked into their energy. You can maintain your high vibration without being pulled in. And let's also make it so that people recognize that your high vibrational energy means that you're really not interested in any of that outrage or chaos talk. So that they lose interest in telling you those stories because they don't get the reaction out of you that they want. And then once that's complete, that second piece will take care of itself automatically, that attracting a better set of high vibrational friends. Okay. And then the third piece, wow, I've been working on that throughout as well, the darkness. Okay, so here's partially what's going on with the person who wrote that. It's that she's in a pattern of whenever she's clearing or transmuting energy on behalf of her brother, she's pulling it into herself. Mm-hmm. And then it feels really heavy. So let's make it so that she can clear that energy without it ever going through her system at all. And this would be for everyone else as well. Mm-hmm. So anywhere and everywhere, any of you have decided that the best way for you to help somebody else is to absorb their energy into your body and then transmute it. Let's clear that away. Let's make it so that you can always stand in your high vibrational energy and you can lift other people up rather than needing to sink down into their energy in order to understand it before you can change it. Yeah, there's a lot of you are healers and coaches, and you know there's that principle. You meet your client where they are. That's definitely the case. You meet your client where they are in order to understand their perspective. But that doesn't mean you join them in their energy. So you don't meet them where they are energetically. You meet them where they are in terms of what their perspective is. Okay, beautiful. Okay, now I just want to send in an additional wave of energy. So I know a lot of people have written in a lot of questions and a lot of people have questions, but they've bit their tongue. And they haven't said anything. So I'm going to send in a wave of clarifying energy to address whatever question you have that we weren't able to get around to in our discussion. Oh, that feels good. Okay, everyone take a deep breath and hold it. And release when you're ready. Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. Oh, that was a lot of.
No, I feel like everyone's going to need to take a nap.
Exactly. That's how I'm feeling. Like, I just want to lie down now for a little while. But yeah, great questions, everyone. Thank you. And for those of you that we didn't get to your questions, I think Patrick addressed that at the very end here. Yay. Thank goodness for that. But yeah, there's a lot of clearing on this call. You might want to watch it again or listen to it again. No nap. Gotta get up and get to work. Jesse's in Australia, I think, or New Zealand, so somewhere over there. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. So great way to get moving. With the energy shifting and clearing, right? So cool. All right, feeling so good. Yay. All right. So for all of you, please do again take a look at the special offer packages that are available from Patrick at awakenedhappinessnow.com/Patrick15. So the package A, the intuition package, and package B, the deluxe intuition package, where you get a
a session
with Patrick. Sorry, I just got like sidetracked there for a second. We get a session with Patrick, 50 minutes. So you definitely, you know, this was just a taste of how Patrick works with us. This was a group, but one-on-one is even more intense. Or I don't think people like the word intense. I don't think they get it, but it's more...
It's concentrated.
Concentrated.
Yeah. It's exactly. Industrial strength.
Yes, exactly. So check that out. Like I said, that's available at awakenedhappinessnow.com/Patrick15. And like I said, I'll be putting this on my YouTube channel, on my podcast, and iTunes shortly. So please do listen to it again or watch it again. Just because there was just so much stuff that we did on the show you know, and take the time to let it integrate too, you know, so sometimes it takes a sleep cycle, you know, to let it all integrate. Right, Patrick?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, people, okay. So if you listen to the package, follow your intuition about what you're ready for and move through it at the pace that feels right to you. Chances are, you know, there's a well-practiced technique that people do of self-sabotage where they'll get a package like that and they'll listen to the entire thing in one fell swoop. And that's just a way of the subconscious mind sabotaging the process because you've done it so fast, you don't really have time for anything to sink in. So follow your intuition, you know, listen to maybe one program a day or two programs a day or one a week or whatever feels right to you. And then feel free to go back and listen again later because the energy spirals downward. It's like, you know, you're peeling that onion and the next time you listen again, you're a different person. So it's like you're listening for the first time.
Yes. Yeah. And it's true. You know, we don't always get everything the first time. And the second time you listen to it, you do get other bits and pieces. So definitely, I totally get that. All right. And so is there anything that you would recommend for us to do? Like I always say, drink lots of water, keep your thoughts positive.
Yeah. All of that. So a lot of the work that I did today hits your body's electrical system directly. So you must hydrate yourself. So please drink plenty of water the rest of the day. And then for the clearings that I've done, what usually happens is I've stirred up toxins that need to be released from your body. So if you have any sudden emotional outbursts, if you have sudden memories come to the surface, if you remember a traumatic thing that happened to you, please, please, please remember it's coming up for release. So if you have a sudden memory of a trauma from childhood, don't grab a hold of it and analyze it and try to figure out how it fits in with your story. Mm-hmm. It's not coming up for you to analyze. It's coming up to be gone forever. And if you grab a hold of it and analyze it, you're just putting it back down again. Yeah. You're reprogramming it in. So whatever comes up, let it go. If you have a sharp stabbing pain somewhere in your body, let it go. Don't resist it. And now just to kind of help out with that, I want to send in a wave of grace and ease energy for everyone so that everything we've done in this call settles in without you having physical pain or panic attack or migraine headache or whatever the other normal symptoms are. Oh, well, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Like, thank you. That was amazing. And like everybody said, it was an amazing call, amazing advice, everything, you know, so many wonderful comments, you know, loved it. yeah, perfect. Thank you. All right. Yeah. So I was going to say, any last words of wisdom? Is there anything else that's coming up for you that you wanted to share with us really quickly before we go, Patrick?
You mean like on my schedule?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Wow. So Sunday, I'm doing a brain balancing call. Information's on my website. And then...
Which is?
It's patrickprohaska.com. Patrickprohaska.com. So, but yes, on Sunday, I'm doing a brain balancing group call. So we're going to go through individual brain structures and send energy into them one by one in order to enhance their functions. And then after that, next month, I'm teaching a course called Impact. And this is designed to help energy healers who spend most of their time helping people clear energy inside themselves. This mm-hmm. is all about how to change the world in a way that doesn't interfere with anyone else's free will or personal autonomy. So I'm excited about that. And then in June, I'm developing a course called Silence Your Martians. And that is about eliminating toxic masculinity, and it's for both men and women. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm constantly throwing other things on. So
yeah. Yay. So definitely check out Patrick's website, patrickprohaska.com, and there's an events a tab, check there. He's always got something new coming up. So
yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, everyone. And thank you, Patrick. This was amazing. And I'm going to go and take a little nap, maybe drink some water. No. I'm going to drink some water and do the rest of the stuff that I have to do after the call.
It's almost bedtime for you.
So. Oh, never. You know me. I stay up late. but thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day, afternoon, evening, morning for some of you. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Bye, Patrick. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.